Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Another blessed Monday. Thank you all for listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for giving me the opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. And for those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. And once the Lord gives them to us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So, without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer before we go into the message. So, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us petition the Lord together for His Spirit to be with us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for this blessed day in the Lord, we are thankful to this golden opportunity and this door you have opened for us to go into the Word of God. We are grateful, Lord God, that the Word has been provided for us to feed upon, to walk in, to, Lord God, just let it become our everyday life. And we're grateful, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost that you give to those who have accepted you as Lord. So therefore, we pray that your Spirit would be with us as you have given us, let your Spirit shed light. Open eyes and open up deaf ears, Lord God, and begin to touch hearts and make hearts open towards you in the name of Jesus. I'm grateful for the day that we're able to petition you to come humbly before you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Once again, I thank God, and you know, it's been for those of you who follow, it's been a long time since I've done a broadcast on the Monday. You know, mostly it's Brother Emmanuel, and you know, lately it's been Brother Emmanuel and Brother Daniel Rogers. So tonight it's me on this Monday night, and I still thank God for the opportunity to be able to do this. I want to go into the message today because once again we've been talking about the work that Jesus is doing in the last days in sending the Elijah. Who, you know, according to the promise that Jesus made, even while he was here on this earth, when he said, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things, he's been keeping his word. So he's been sending the Elijah. And the purpose of the Elijah, the work that Jesus assigned him to do, not the Presbyterian board, not anyone else that would come together and have the Lord to him, but Jesus have given them a sign to restore it. And therefore, he has to restore one of the things, the people of God. Amen. We have to be restored. We have to be brought back to the place that God would have us to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. And so Jesus has to send the Elijah with the extra oil, the message, the word of God. Amen. To one of the things is to bring unity among Christianity, to cause Christianity to flow together as one. Amen. If anybody were to tell me that a Christian would say, we are one, we are together as one, I would have to say to them, you're not telling the truth. And I don't know if you're not telling the truth because you're just straightway not telling the truth, or you're not telling the truth because you are in ignorance. I don't mean that as a statement to be braggadocious or prideful, but here, we hear today that there are those who, even among the body of Christ, say, hey, we all serve the same God. Well, even though that may be true, but we're not together. God is coming back together, people. One of the things we preach that we can come in agreement on is that Christ is going to return. Another thing that we can agree on is that he's going to come back for his church. But here's the thing. The word of God says he's coming back for his church. It's got to be without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. And see, today we still have some blemishes there, and we got some wrinkles here, and we got some spots there that Christ has to cleanse out. And therefore, he's been sending the Elijah with his word, that word to cleanse and bring us to that state that we are without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. tonight I want to give the word to you that Jesus sent through the Elisha, that he had authorized the resurrected John the Baptist to tell us today. And it is the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we must remember that angels of God, even when they're sent to you or they're sent to me or whatever, they come at the appointed time of the Lord. Once again, you don't find in scripture where there was angels sitting in heaven saying, you know what, I think I'll visit Brother Nate. Or maybe I'll go visit Brother Lee. I haven't saw him in a while. I just going to go and tell the other angels, say, listen, if God asks about me, I'm gone. None of that. Rest assured that if you are visited by an angel of the Lord, rest assured God knows it. Why? Because he sent them. Okay? So the angels don't get up on their own, just come down here. They come by the authority of God. And they just don't say anything. Jesus gives them authority on what to say. So therefore, when he sent the Elijah, June 17, 1940, he sent him with a message. And he sent him at this time for the 48th time with a message for his people. Hallelujah. And for they that will be of the bride. And in this message, I want to read one of the things that he said that is very important in the body of Christ, because this is one of the problems that we have been facing. That is a big issue. Okay? And he says, worry not about those things over which you have no control, but tell the truth in humility. Fear not what men may say of you. Very humble, and the Lord will reveal to all of them that seek him in faith and will heed his will. The title of the message tonight from Jesus through the Elijah is Don't Worry. Don't worry. Now, notice that he had John to tell us that not only don't worry, but he said, don't worry about those things over which you have no control. Now, I went to Webster and I started to look up a definition the word worry, and Webster had more than one definition, but one that really stuck at me was mental distress or agitation resulting from concern, usually for something impending or anticipated. So he's saying don't be mentally distressed out of what you think is going to happen. Hallelujah. And I notice here that in this word, not only this word, worry not about those things you have no control over. He said, but tell the truth in humility. And so if you're thinking carnally, you said, well, what is that doing connected and not connected? Because there are those who God had given a word to, and I thought Jesus really given a word to tell the people, but they have become mentally distressed about what the person they telling is going to do. That they're mentally stressed. Amen. They're worrying. They're worried about what the person they do. I can't tell my husband, he might leave me. I can't tell my wife, she might leave me. I can't tell my children because they might stop speaking to me. And therefore they have become mentally distressed. Amen. And I knows about it because I have been through that myself before. You know, sometimes, you know, you see certain people, and worry affects people in different ways. It's not good at all, no matter how it affects you. And you see some people, when they're worried, they just lose a bunch of weight. Now, two things I heard coming up. When people have saw people lose a lot of weight and look funny in their body, and I ain't trying to be funny when I say this, number one, they either say they're on crack or drugs, or they said And especially, I would tell you, and I had to be honest about this, when I was coming up, I seen it when it came to a person losing a lot of weight from worrying, many times they applied to the woman. And they would say, oh, her husband's just taking her through, worrying her. And you can see how skinny she is. And in some cases, that was true. But then when it was a man looking skinny, real skinny like that, he's on drugs. Now, I'm not saying that they never said any women was on drugs, but I'm telling you the majority of how it went. So if the man appear to have lost a lot of weight, skin or something like that. Many times they said, oh, man, he must be smoking. But when it was the woman, they, oh, man, her husband take her through, her taking her through, blah, 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 and all that. So Jesus tells us through the Elijah to don't worry about those things over which you have no control. People, listen. The Lord is telling us that there's some things you don't have no control over. Okay? But he said, tell the truth in humility. And what has happened is that we have become so mentally stressed out that when God has given you a truthful word to tell, you haven't told it because you're so worried about how they react. Now, I'm here to tell you, is it going to work out, quote, good all the time? No. Brother Nate is not going to lie to you. Are you going to tell some the truth that God had to tell and they're going to turn away? Most definitely. I'm telling you, in the last days, there are going to be marriages split. Remember what Jesus, glory. Remember what Jesus said in the word, what is that, the 10th chapter of Matthew? He said, I tried to bring peace, but a sword. It said what? Mother against daughter-in-law, father against son and all that. Why is that? Is he purposely trying to hurt people? No. What he's talking about is his word. You're going to have one that wants to do what the word say and the other don't. Whenever you have that in the house, a house can't stand. Jesus said it in the scriptures, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Amen. See, the number one thing you have to do is make sure God tells you. Number two, you need to do to carry out the mission. Amen. Now, if people decide, hey, I don't want nothing else to do with you, get from around me, blah, 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 that's on them. But you're going to have to do like Paul, tell it and shake the dust off your feet and go on. Now, I know some of y'all saying, okay, Brother Nate, that's easier said than done. You're making it so easy. Well, I understand what you're saying, but it has to be done. Who are you going to obey, God or man? And see, he says to Elijah, he said, fear not what men may say. Notice the word fear connects. Because a lot of times when we are in fear, we start worrying. Amen. We become so worried that it's pitiful. Whenever we're in fear, we start worrying. Okay? And God said, worry not about what men may say of you. And what has happened is that we have worried so that we have let it cause us to be disobedient to God. Some of you have been had got a word from God maybe 1 or 2 years ago to tell somebody, and you didn't. And you haven't even told them because you are afraid. Some of us are dependent on other people. Amen? And you're afraid that, hey, if you know, God gave me this word to tell them. If I tell them, man, they're gonna stop helping me. Well, that's a big chance they will. That's got your back. See, we got to understand something. When God gives you something and commissions you to go tell it, he got your back. Even if people say, hey, I don't want nothing else with you, get out of here. Go on about your business. I don't want to hear that. And then they just cut off helping you. What if they do that? Guess what? Jesus will get you some help. Jesus ain't going to just let you suffer doing good for him without rewarding, without backing you up. See, he ain't the devil. Jesus ain't the devil. Jesus ain't gonna tell you to do something to just forsake you and leave you. That's something the devil does. The Bible tells us that Jesus stick closer than a brother. Okay. Amen. Amen. And so therefore, he said, don't worry about the things that you have no control over. Okay. Some of us is worried about our jobs. Some of you may have heard that your boss has said, hey, we're thinking about shutting down the plant. And now you're going, oh, my goodness. And see, the Lord said, tell the truth in humility. See, here's the thing. God knows that you're going to face some kind of backlash, some kind of harsh reaction. He knows that. Now, is everybody going to react like that? No. But there are those who will. And many times what you'll come to understand is you'll begin to find out true thing of a person's heart. See, sometimes people are all right with you until you tell them that truth. You understand what I'm saying? Smile in your face, call you a buddy, hug you. You the best. Ain't nobody like you. We close, blah, blah, blah. And so when God gives you that word of truth to tell them, especially if you tell them, say, listen, he gave me a word to tell you that you're in sin. Oh, my goodness, lip poked out. Don't want to talk to you. You see them in the street, they don't want to speak. Amen. And then some of you won't tell it because you know that person. Y'all may be all right, good, and good buddies and all that, but you know how they are. So you're afraid to tell them because you might lose your friendship. Well, see, we are in the days now that decisions have to be made. It's either going to be the friendship of the man or it's going to be God. It's going to be either the joining, the being together with the wife, or it's going to be God. It's going to either be the together with the husband or it's going to be God. I'm telling you what I know. Okay? I'm telling you what I know. And see, God said, worry not about those things over which you have no control. Just like we're talking about the coming of Elijah. Every Christian ain't gonna receive this. I know this. And in many grounds, in many places, we're going to be persecuted. In fact, it already have happened that some have talked about it already. You know, when I first came into the Church of Christ Elijah Message, and I had been in the church at that time like 1 or 2 years, it was people already saying we were devil worshipers. I mean, and to be honest with you, I was told about it by another member in the church. I said, yeah, well, y'all devil worshipers. You know, because even some Christians think that the proclaiming of this work of the sin of Elijah is strange. Oh, yes, even some of them think it's strange. In fact, as far as saying, hey, the Lord said, preach another gospel, they've already laid claim that, hey, I'm preaching another gospel. I'm not preaching another gospel. If I were to come and say, well, we didn't need the sacrifice of Christ, we didn't need his blood shed, then I can see you label me preaching another gospel. Okay? We haven't changed from the foundation. No. What I'm telling you is that Jesus, not Brother Nate once again, not Brother Lee, Brother Murphy, not Brother Keith, Jesus sent Elijah to do a job. And the job, one of the things is to restore. And he has to bring unity back in the body of Christ. He has to prepare. That's another thing he's called to do. Prepare what? A people for Christ's return. See, we're talking about Christ is going to return, and that's true. But see, the word in Matthew, he said, people, we ain't ready. I mean, we can be gone any day now. Who's ready? Nobody ready. I know many times I have talked to the Lord and say, hey, Lord, I want to be with you. Now, that sounds the truth. But to come down to it, none of us is ready. The church ain't ready because we still got some wrinkles, spots, and blemish. And see, by us saying we can be gone any day now, that's not true. Because remember, the scripture says he's come back for a church without wrinkle, spot, or blemish. We still got wrinkled spots and blemishes. See, God is purging and cleansing. And he sent the Elijah with the word to purge and cleanse and bring the people in unity to this without wrinkled spot or blemish. You understand? And see, here's the thing. Many times we can't even get past worry. And that's why he said, worry not about the things which you have no control. Some of us have because what we think finna happen, or we looking for to happen, we just have worried ourselves sick. We can't even function properly in the Lord. We can't even do a work for the Lord because we are so worried about what men may say. Amen. I know that by proclaiming this message, this word, some Christians who I was good friends with, they turn away and walk. I know this. But the decision has to be made, Jesus or him. Because everybody haven't come to the knowledge of this work. Everybody don't know all revelation about Christ and what he's doing. Amen. Glory to God. So he said, worry not about those things over which you have no control. Now, let's go to the Bible. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, the Bible is glory. Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 25 to verse 27, Matthew chapter 6. Amen. We either going to hear the word of the Lord or we're going to go down. Okay. The message tonight, Jesus sent through the light. He said, don't worry. Don't worry about those things over which you have no control. Fear not what man may tell you. He said, don't fear it. Because worry often is connected. We start being afraid of what people say, you know. And what's so bad, many times I ain't even seen it yet. we already scared, okay? Now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, 26, he said, Jesus, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, where you shall eat or drink, nor your body where you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? In other words, which one of you, by worrying, can change your situation? I guarantee you, if you did this in truth, you won't get a show of hands. Worrying doesn't change our situation. It doesn't change it. Worrying actually puts a... Just like a gloomy atmosphere over you, but that's what it does. It doesn't change the situation. When you become mentally distressed because you anticipate somebody sinning or doing something, okay, and many times they ain't even done it yet. Sometimes, have you ever been worried about somebody saying something or some particular thing, and when you talk to them, they never did it, and you sit there and you said, man, I got all riled up for nothing. Okay. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Here's the great big thing in these last days. You have believers worried about what their friends and associates are going to say, first of all, when they present Christ to them. That's why you got some believers, they're very hesitant to talk about Jesus. Now you get together and talk about how many women you're seeing and how many men you're fooling with, party here, party over there. But when it comes down to really talking to them about Christ, they become mentally distressed. That's what worry is dealing with, because they know, and many times God have given them an unction in their spirit to tell your friend this, tell them about me, tell them that. And they know from God they're supposed to tell them, but they are mentally distressed because they are anticipating this friend is going to say something, or they're anticipating the end of their friendship. Will it all happen like that? No. In fact, sometimes you find out that when you tell that friend, and you think that friend go off on you or said we ain't friends anymore, you say, hey, man, you know what? You know, I'm glad you told me that, man. I ain't been thinking about this. I don't know how to accept the Lord. And then you right there to help him. So now you're all mentally distressed for nothing. But see, Jesus said, and in these last days, he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters going to what? Prophesy. You know, if you're going to be caught up in the worry, then you can't be used. You can't be used by God. Because even if he gave you something, you let the word spirit, you won't tell it. And then, too, God is trying to keep us in the right health, because worrying spirit affects you even physically. That's why doctors are starting to discover more now the effects of worrying and fear, what it does to the human body. Okay? Some people, you know, dry their blood pressure up. Can't even, man, Lord, stroke zone. Some of it affects their even the digestive system, but they don't eat. That's why they lose weight. Okay? And so the doctor can tell with their worry. Might refer you to a psychiatrist. Some of them may tell you, say, hey, you got any vacation time left? Well, yeah, maybe you need to, you know, go on a vacation, because they see what worrying does to the body. Now, notice that here in this sixth chapter, Jesus, one of the things he talks about, he said, take no thought, don't worry about your life, what you eat or what you drink or what you put. We're living in this day and time that some Christians have done that. They're doing that. They are so mentally distressed because, once again, they have gotten word from the big bosses planning to move the company, and they're going to lay folks off, and then, therefore, they're going, man, I can't make it. Boy, if I get laid off, it's over for me. Is it? Ain't no, and they are now mentally distressed about, well, how I'm going to pay my bills, how I'm going to get my next meeting, stuff like that. I said, wait a minute. And so now you're distressed out mentally because, you know, you've heard about them wanting to close the plan down. You attempt they gonna do it. But even if they do, you have no control over it. You can pray, and God may touch if they receive the touch of God, but overall, you don't have no control. But God is going to take care of you. Amen. Some of y'all have been given the word from the Lord to talk to your big bosses, or they want to call them big bosses, the heads in the company. But you're so afraid, like, man, if I tell him, they're going to fire me on the spot. If I tell him what thus says the Lord, I'm going to get fired. Well, once again, am I saying that that'll never happen? No. But if it's given to you of the Lord, do it. And even if they fire you, God already got another ram in the bush. Amen. Let me give you an example of something about going forth in the Lord and not worrying about what they say. Okay. When I worked at another plant, it was a mobile home plant. And I want you to know it wasn't just me, just dealing with me, it was someone else too, but I'm going to give you dealing with my part. I was working at a mobile home plant. Mobile home plant, this plant is popular throughout the United States, at least it was at the time. And so we normally have a general assembly around June. And this is the year 1997. And so I had been on the job at that time probably, I started back to working there in 96. I might have been there a year or close to a year. And so what happened was it was coming around assembly time. And I asked them, I was asking them, say, hey, listen, we have a general assembly in church, you know, and I need to go because I don't remember if I had any more vacation time left or whatever. And I don't know if I could have used a FMLA or whatever. But I talked to him about it, and you know, I think my vacation time was to come later, so I was trying to get it before time. And so I was talking to one of the head men about it and telling him because, you know, the Lord has instructed us in the word, you know, to come and gather together, come ourselves together. And so, therefore, when I was talking to him about it, he kind of, I'm going to see, how can I say it? In a sense, got kind of sarcastic with me. He said, well, you got to understand, we're running a business, you know, because he told me no. Now, I'm going to talk to him, I said, you know, explain to him. He said, well, you got to understand, we're running a business, you know, stuff like that. And so I got to admit, I was a little hot. I got to get away from him. Well, come to find out, I had heard from some other people that it's another minister, and, you know, it was more than one plant at that time. It was two plants, but they were side by side, that they had an encounter with another minister, and I don't remember what they did to him. Well, to make a long story short, I think it was two weeks after I asked him about going, and he got kind of sarcastic with me. The worst, and I think it's still to date, if I'm not mistaken, the worst flood, I think, that ever hit that town. Hit. And guess when it hit? It hit right around the time, and I ain't trying to be funny, it hit right around the time for me to go to the General Assembly. Wow. See, people, that's why I'm trying to let you know. See, when God gives you the word, worry not about things you have no control over. God will take care of you. He'll back you up. Okay? Hallelujah. He'll give you the backup. Man, I was able to go to that assembly, and the flood was so bad, the building was mostly almost underwater. It messed up all their materials. I don't know if they were millions of dollars or what worth of material. It messed up all their materials. Okay? I was able to go. Because, hallelujah. God stepped in. He stepped in. He did this thing. He stepped in. Glory to God. So listen. If you gotta give a word, God give you to give the word somebody. He said, worry not about those things you have no control. If you sitting up there shaking saying, man, I tell them they're gonna fire me. Okay. Who will take care of you better? God or them? Now, once again, some of y'all listen to
say that's easier said than done.
Where is your faith? Where's your faith? Now, is it a challenge? Sure it is. Because on this job now, there have been some times I had to talk to people in leadership. Yeah, was it a challenge? Yeah, because my flesh like, oh man, you better not say that. Oh man, this gonna happen, that gonna happen. But I had to press through that and go ahead and look for God to back me up. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 6. Thank God for the word of truth. Chapter 4, verse 6. The word of the Lord to you is don't worry. Don't worry about those things you have no control over. Stop the worrying. Get rid of it. Get it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Look what the word of God says. Be careful, or in other words, anxious for nothing. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Don't be careful, anxious, worried about nothing. Okay? If you have a concern, bring none to the Lord. He said, but in everything. You see that? See, if he said in something, then you can ask the Lord, say, well, Lord, what things do I need to be anxious about or careful about? And what things I don't need to be careful about? He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Now, get this, thanksgiving. Now, let me stop right there. That's the part we cut off. That's the part we cut off. And by us cutting that part off, with thanksgiving part, we stay in the realm of worry. Because some of us have prayed, and prayed in a sense, like I said, with supplication, but we haven't given thanksgiving. Why? Why haven't we given thanksgiving? Because we're waiting to see something before we do it. And when you don't see it, you are anticipating, oh, something bad is going to happen. Oh, this thing will happen. And now you mentally distressed out about it. Some of you now have done it, and you gave away, and you said, now you regret it. Oh, man, I should have told her. I shouldn't have told him. Oh. And you can't get no rest. You can't sleep right. Your health is declining. Amen. Hallelujah. And you worry about those things you have no control. Once you give people the word, if they decide they want to get hot and mad, then that's them. Okay? You got to shake the dust off your feet. And see, with Thanksgiving part, that's what we cut off. We read with prayer and supplication, but with Thanksgiving, we won't do that because we're sitting there waiting to see if something's going to change or waiting to feel it's going to be different. And so if we don't experience that, then, hey, we're now mentally distressed. We are stressed out. Won't eat, won't nothing. Amen. And now we're in a state of depression. You notice that God, in the word sent it to Elijah, he didn't give us nothing, how should I say, spectacular to do. He didn't say, okay, to free yourself from mental distraction, go out there and chop 3 or 4 trees down, that'll make you feel better. No, he just said, don't worry. Don't worry. See, sometimes people, we make things harder than what it is. And see, God just speaks it plain. He said, don't worry about those things over which you have no control. Just like that. Now, if you didn't have the power to do that, then God would be unjust in telling you that. But since we know that by the word of God, he is just, and our personal deal with him, we know that whatever he tells us, we can do it. Now, does it become a battle? Yes, it becomes a battle. You have to deal with flesh, the devil, you know it. Okay? But it's a battle you can overcome and win. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. It's a battle you can overcome and win. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his word. Now, I want to look at one more scripture tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I want to look at Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Amen. This right here is the fight word. And I've seen this my own life because when I have been in the stress over me, one of the things I noticed by myself is where my mind is at. I don't care what you do. You know, you got people on all types of, you know, all kinds of depressant sleeping pills. Some of them is taking sleeping pills. They don't even know where they at. They trying to do natural means to handle their problem. And it can't be handled with that. Only thing you're doing is zunking yourself out. Just like in a lot of mental war, all they really do is just shoot people up and drug them up. I mean, you know, in the mental war, especially when there's demonic activity, man don't know how to handle that. I don't know how to handle demonic activity when the demon has taken over the mind of a person, stuff like that. Only thing they know is that to handle that, you up and drug you up. Okay? Let them act in that war and see the first thing they do. They bring no order, whatever, pin them down, what they finna do? Shoot a needle or something. Go out. That's the only thing they know to do. Amen. Isaiah chapter 20, now look what it says, and this is what it says about God. It said, thou, talking about the Lord, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Get that. See, in that verse, God will do something. In that part of that verse, you do something. You got to keep your mind on him and you got to trust him. Okay? You got to trust him that he got this thing handled. Like I said, even if the people don't accept it, even if your children don't talk to you no more, even if your woman just says, I don't want to be with you no more, even if your wife says, I don't want you no more, even if the business is working on, or you talk and had a word to get the leadership in the company and they say, hey, you know, we don't need your services no more. Even if they do that, you have to trust in the Lord. And you have to keep your mind. Just notice, when you're worrying, what are you thinking on? You ain't thinking the word of God. You're thinking on that problem or that person or whatever, okay? And so that happening, it stands to reason that you become mentally stressed out. So for any of us, like I said, it, you know, to testify myself personally, I've seen in my life that when that has happened, I see what my mind at. Now, if I keep my mind on the Lord, I have more peace. And then on top of that, I'm able to receive from God. Okay? Because he keeps perfect peace. Where other times, I'd have been so stressed out, man, been so stressed out, man, I can't, wow, can hardly think. Glory to God. And so, word of the Lord to you today. Jesus have sent the Elijah to tell us, say, hey, don't you worry about those things over which you have no control. There are some things, people, that you have no control over. And to sit there and worry about it does you no good. God said, tell the truth in humility. Don't tell it in arrogance, being arrogant. But tell the truth in humility. And see what God will do. Okay? Watch what he'll do. See, Jesus like I said, he's not the devil. So he's not going to commission you to go do something and just drop you like a bad habit, as they say. Leave y'all out there alone, dealing with the people, people talking about you, ready to come at you, ready to take you out, all of that. Ready to do those things, and then you go, I don't know, should I tell this? Like I said, some of you, God has given your word to you, maybe even to preach. Some of you ministers who are listening, maybe God gave you a word to preach. He gave you the word to preach even last Sunday, and you didn't do it because you was afraid of how people are going to act. You're getting more pats on the backs and smiles and being told how great a preacher you are. Then God gave you a word, and you knew it from God. But you knew from some of the people in the congregation how they are, how they act, what they do. You knew that preaching that word could run the ages. And so, instead of you speaking it that Sunday, you know something else and you sense no anointing. You just, while you was up there speaking, you probably were thinking to yourself, man, I need to sit there. Because I ain't nothing, you know, it's like you just pulled this talk. And now you convicted to go into the house. You knew you should have preached what God had given you to preach. But you know what? God has given you a second chance. Preach that word God has given you. Preach that word. Hallelujah. Some of you sisters, God has given you a word to speak. And you do it the same way. In fact, you know, you've been given a word. Not only tell me, but maybe some of your other sisters in Christ. You just said to you, it's like you knew that what you were going to say. You knew some of them. You know how they are. And you're afraid that, hey, you know, we was getting along. Maybe y'all used to didn't get along, but y'all getting along. But now you know when you tell this word right here that, oh, my God, the volcano will erupt again. But again, you cannot worry about that which you have no control. Amen. Hallelujah. Over. And see, there are some people, you know, in the word of the Lord, God told Brother Dre, that there are some who's almost persuaded to come this way, but because of their personal dislike of you, you know. And it is some that they're almost, some of you listening may have been hearing us on Blog Talk Radio, talking about coming to Elijah. And maybe you have got a witness that's true. But you know, you're almost persuaded, but you're thinking about what your neighbors and associates or the other people in the church you're in going to say. Because this way that we proclaim of Jesus Christ is not a glamorous way. A way to get you high props. See, we look at today among the body of Christ, you got things going on where people are getting high props. They really being exalted. And you got other folks in the church think that that's the way of the Lord. You know, it's got to a point even when we announce one another, you know, putting so many adjectives up. It's pitiful. The dynamic, the outstanding, the blah, 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 the blah, blah. Come on, man, just announce it. You know? And this way of the Lord Jesus, and that's why I keep saying this way of the Lord Jesus, is a humble way. It's not a way built for you to be highly propped up. That's why you're going to find these last days that some Christians is going to reject this way because they are not going to see nothing glamorous in it. Because now look at many ministers now. It's about how many bodies you get in the building. It's about who all likes you. It's about how much publicity you can get. And so now, got ministers making, what, Preacher LA, Preacher Detroit, Preacher this and that. And see, the world has got, the church have got caught up in the world system of becoming popular, well known. And so therefore, in such a way as that, we have been looking for the glamorous way. Okay? Because now, somebody that is plain and come to them, they won't receive. But I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm not trying to throw this knock at T.D. Jakes or anything. But if it's somebody like a T.D. Jakes who is well known and stuff like that and got this and got that and money and this and that, they will receive something from him quicker than someone that is just ordinary and plain, bring a word to them from the Lord. They dismiss it. Oh man, he ain't this and that. Where he has service at? Oh, he has service on the storefront up there, such place. That's why you can't get your quotes, big time ministers to be coming to storefront churches builders now, cause they think that's underneath them. Okay, yeah, they think it's underneath them. And then if you invite them to come, the price that they put on is so much, you just, man, don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about it. I want you to come. We not going to go debt like that. Yeah. So, God's word is going to prevail. Amen? It's going to prevail. The work of the Lord is going to flourish, it's going to grow, it's going to draw, and cause Christianity to come together as one. Thank God for it. But remember, the message tonight is don't worry. Don't worry. Stop worrying. Get that off of you. Stop worrying. Hey, God's going to take care of you. Hey, once again, even if they treat you badly after you done gave that, God's got your back. He's got your back. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He got your back. And so he has the Elijah telling us, worry not about those things over which you have control. Have no control. You hear that? He said, tell the truth. Fear not what man may say of you. He said, don't hear that. Right now, that's why you got to the church. They put on a show because they are afraid what people are going to say about it. So they put on the show. That's why one of the reasons why the church is trying to act so much like the world. Because, see, people in the world, one of the things they said, church is boring. So now we want to spice up things that have them going hip, hip, hooray and being cheerleaders on the sideline. Okay, so what are we going to do? In order for us to do that, to get to that, we got to do like they do. And that's what's happening with the church. So God is preparing people that are going to be peculiar. It doesn't flow with the tide of the world. Okay? And they're not going to worry about what men may say of them. They're not going to worry about things over which they have no control. They're not going to worry about, hey, you know, if I tell them what says the Lord, man, they're going to cut me off. They're not going to worry about that. Okay? They're not going to worry about it. Praise be to God. So, we're grateful to the Lord for this day. Amen? Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord, for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, for this broadcast tonight, this opportunity to present your word. And Father, I ask, Lord God, that you continue to watch over us and keep us and bless everyone that will tune in to this broadcast. And Father, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Once again, if the Lord say the same, look for me to be on the broadcast tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisements. Praise be to God. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word broadcast. May God bless you and may God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.